Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar! Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, and welcome to the Dollar Radio Show. Coming at you here on Monday, January 25th. Coming at you out of Detroit City. This is the Dollar Radio Show, sponsored by our super sponsors, our mega sponsors, Mobile AdWeb. That's Mobile AdWeb. You want to get down with cell phone advertising, you want to put your message, your advertisement, your information into cell phones all over the United States, starting at $30 a month, you want to go holler at Mobile AdWeb. That's MOBILE AdWeb, Mobile AdWeb. Give them a call at 313-434-1489. That's 313-434-1489. You can be advertising into cell phones starting at $30 a month all over the United States. Now, also, we want to give a quick shout-out before we get into things to the people that help to make every platform, every episode possible. They give us a platform here for us to preach from. We're talking about the great people at Blog Talk Radio. They allowed us to be present. They got a great product here. You should check it out. Check out many of their other shows. Start up your own show. But definitely, we got to give a shout out to the great people at Blog Talk Radio. Now, as we jump into to today's show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to hit you a little hard today. That's why we came with the R rating, just to make sure. We put the disclaimer out there so no young, impressionable ears hear things that maybe they shouldn't hear, even though they hear it, even though they hear it anyway. But we put the R rating on the show because first part of our show might get a little rough. There might be some language in here that might not be for preteen ears. But tonight's episode, we're going to be talking, we're going to be asking a point-blank, direct question to you, to the people out there listening, to the general public, to the people, to the masses. Are you a minimum wage person? Now, almost instantly, 90% of people would say, no, I'm not an instant wage person. Of course I'm not an instant wage person. And I would expect people to answer that way. Here's the issue. It's almost exactly the reverse of that. 90% of you are exactly minimum wage people. You may not be earning minimum wage in your chosen occupation, but many people, many, many, many people, more than you would realize, are actually minimum wage people in their economic lives. And what I mean by this is a minimum wage person is someone who says, I only want to do the minimum in terms of my economic destiny. I only want to do what I need to do to be quote-unquote successful. I only want to do what I need to do to be quote-unquote happy, to be quote-unquote rich, to make it, to get by. Whatever your definition is, whatever your goal, whatever your end zone line is, a minimum wage person says, I only want to do what is necessary for me to cross this line. Often, that line will shrink. That line almost never grows. It almost never grows for a minimum wage person. And I'm not talking about someone who earns minimum wage. We'll get into that distinction a little bit later. We're going to have to come over with a new term. But in this distinction of what I am talking about, tonight's topic, are you a minimum wage person here on the Dollar Radio Show? My question to you is, are you a minimum wage person? Do you do the minimum, the very least that you can possibly do to make it, to get by, to get on, to get yours? Whatever the hell that means, to get yours. If you got crumbs, did you get yours? If you got the leftovers, did you get yours? But many people will say, I'm not a minimum wage person. I don't have a minimum wage mentality. And yet when you dig into their lives, when you dig into their mentality, when you investigate whether or not they have invested in themselves, often you will see, often what's revealed is a minimum wage person. Point blank. The people that you look at on TV, the people that you obsess over, the people whose lives you want to live, you want to go where they go, you want to do what they do, you want to do who they do. These people that you obsess over, first off, most of them are fake. Most of them, it's an image. It's a branding of what they want you to think they are. But really what I'm saying to you is many of those people, they didn't do the minimum to get where they are. Whether it's someone that you respect all the way up to the president, or whether it's someone that you think is trashy like the Kardashians, whatever, whatever, those people that you look up to, that you see on TV, because people who are not minimum wage people, they don't look up to those people. They don't look up to those celebrities. Not like you do. The general public does. They see those people. They might have a certain amount of respect for those people for creating something out of nothing or from turning bad publicity into good publicity. How in the hell does Kim Kardashian turn a sex tape that should embarrass her and her family? How does she turn that into a multimillion-dollar enterprise? I know it wasn't from doing the minimum. It wasn't from thinking of herself as a minimum type person, okay? Now, you can have a false sense of yourself and think greater of yourself than you actually are. You should have some humility, no doubt. But you should also be hungry. You should also be hungry. What is it that you have in your life right now, minimum wage person? What is it that you have in your life that is secure? What is it that you have in your life that is satisfactory? No. What is it that you have in your life that is exemplary? What is it that you have in your life that is the envy of other people? What is it that you have in your life that you are proud of? Are you proud of that minimum wage ass job? Are you proud of the minimum wage treatment that you get? Are you proud of the minimum wage income you make? Are you proud of the minimum wage lifestyle you live? Well, if you are, you're a minimum wage type person. Okay? That's how we call it. That's what it is. And that's how we call it here. That's how I call it here on the Dollar Radio Show. This is how we get down. We're not going to pull punches. Not on this. Not on this. This is how we break the financial chains that the masses have been shackled with. This is how we do it, by calling it for what it is. You're a slave. You're a serf. This is 2016, and yet it could be 1216, because there's economic serfdom out here. There's economic feudalism. Because people, honestly, to their soul, to their core, believe that they cannot make income outside of someone else's enterprise, outside of someone else's castle. They have to be sharecroppers. They have to be serfs on someone else's land, following someone else's rules, jumping through someone else's hoops and hurdles. Because in their mind, there's no other way. But the people they look up to have proven there is another way. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's damn hard. Freedom costs. Freedom is hard. It costs you something. Now, slavery don't cost you a damn thing except your freedom. But your freedom, it costs. And you know what it costs? You know what it costs? It costs your enslavement to yourself. Don't you get it? When you are free, you have to become a slave to yourself. You have to master yourself. You have to give of yourself to the world. You have to take and nurture your talents, your God-given and earthly refined talents, and give it to the people. That's how you get rich. That's how you get wealthy. That's how you build communities, families, and neighborhoods. It's not by waiting for Walmart or McDonald's or Taco Bell or some other place to come and pay you minimum wage. It's not waiting for someone to come along who's made it and to reach back and pick you out of the crowd like it's some damn Michael Jackson video from the 80s. It's up to you to break those chains, to fight that master with everything you have and flee and build what you can build. It may never be of what you left. Master may have had a big enterprise and you were part of it, but it was his enterprise. It wasn't yours. It was theirs. And they pay you minimum. They get a bigger slice. They get a fatter cut of the pie. They get the juicier parts of the steak. You get yours, but it's crumbs and leftovers on the floor. Tired first fired. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So let's stop with the ignorance. And if you don't hear what I'm saying, if you don't feel what I'm saying, if it doesn't move you, then to be honest with you, you're part of the ignorance. If you think you can put in minimum into your life and somehow come out a superstar, you're a damn fool. You're a damn fool. And I need to come and make some money off of you because you're giving it away. You're giving it away. Care what form it is, whether it's a dollar or a vote. When you give it away, you give your power. When you give it away because you don't care, you just want to do the minimum, you want someone to come along and fix your problems, you get what you get. If someone comes along and takes advantage of you, that's your fault because you're the one that put minimum into your situation. That person who took advantage of you, I bet you they put a little bit more damn time into themselves. I bet you they put a little bit more time and energy and investment into what they were doing, immoral or nefarious as it may be, the devil ain't lazy. The devil is not lazy. And neither can the Messiah. Neither can you. You want to uplift your situation? You want to improve your situation? Embrace the struggle. Embrace the fight. Embrace your freedom, which means now you have to accept you're out here in the cold. You're out here alone in the wilderness. Well, you're not alone, but you're out here in the wilderness. You don't have a parachute. You don't have a safety mat. You're out here on your own, but that is the price of your freedom. So that is when you say, hey, I can't do the minimum because the minimum is all I have. I got to get faster work to build what I want. I have to let my true talent shine and come out and show it to the world. I don't care if they laugh. Damn what I know what's true. I know my true worth. I know my true value, and I'll be damned if it's minimum wage. And I'll be damned if you tell me what it is. You know what's interesting? Is that you have people who sit around. They hate on what other people do. They hate on other people's attempts. They hate on the successful, and they hate on the failures. They can sit back, they can point the fingers, and they can tell you all the rights and wrongs of what other people do. But in their own lives, they don't want to hear that, and they damn sure won't accept it. Those are minimum wage type people. Those are minimum wage type people, and you need to call them out. You need to be aware of that, if nothing else, so that you know who not to associate with, who not to bad association, spoil useful habits. I've heard that before. You don't want to be around the poo butt. You don't want to be hanging with the do-nothing. You don't want to be plotting and scheming with the people who never, ever do more than minimum. That's a recipe for disaster. You want to be with people. You want to be the person who can create value seemingly from nothing, who can go from nothing to something. These are the people you want to be around. These are the people who say, you know what, I know I can go get minimum wage somewhere, but I'm worth more than that. So I invest in myself. I do more than the minimum. I try to do maximum. And at times I do. At times I'm exhausted. At times I feel like I've turned over every leaf. At times I think I've done literally everything I could do. I'm running out of what I can do. And even if you're stuck in the moment and you can't seem to progress and you think you've done everything you can do, because you're not a minimum wage type person, you turn over new leaves. You find new options, new alternatives, and damn it, you find another way. The minimums do what? Minimum. They do just what they are asked to do. And these are the people that are going to be extinct financially. It's happening now. It's been happening. You know, in the last 50 years ago, the biggest employers in the United States were companies like IBM and General Electric and General Motors and Ford. Middle class wages, middle class opportunities. The biggest employers now are Walmart, McDonald's, Subway, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr. You see where I'm going with this? Well, maybe not Carl's Jr., but you see where I'm going with this? You're slowly being replaced. The minimum wage worker, the minimum skilled person, and that's a different title that we need to come up with. There are people who have a minimum wage mentality. And honestly, there's nothing you can do about them. It will take some type of light bulb going off in their mind and their self-esteem and their ambition for them to change that. Now, there are people who have minimum skills, but they want more. These are the people that can be changed. These are the people who can be empowered. These are the people that must be empowered for the American economy to move forward, for the global economy to move forward. Damn it, for humanity to move forward. We have to break the psychological serfdom that we've all inherited, that in order for anything to happen, it has to come from some benevolent hierarchy. It has to come from someone who's bigger and broader than I, and thus they will take me under their wing and progress will be established. When we know throughout history, much of the struggle and much of the progress that we have had has come through struggle. And you can't win a struggle, whether it be personal and internal, or whether it be humanity and external. You cannot win a struggle with minimum efforts. You see people tens, hundreds of pounds overweight, running their asses off to lose that weight. They may never lose that weight, but if they ever were going to do it, it would be doing exactly that. And I applaud them for that. I respect them for that. I don't respect you. I don't respect someone who puts in minimum effort into their life day after day after day. The most precious thing you've been given in this life, if you in fact are blessed with life and blessed with some longevity on this earth, because not everybody makes it past 5 years old, unfortunately. You were blessed with time on this earth. And you trade your time and your talent for nothing, for peanuts. You wait for someone to come along and present opportunities to you, whether it be work, maybe even in your social life. You wait for someone to bring opportunities to you, and then you wonder why you have minimum wage. You wonder why you have minimum satisfactory in your life. You wonder why you have minimum progress. Starts from the mindset. Are you a minimum wage person? Someone who invests in themselves. Someone who sees problems in their life, roadblocks in their life, and tries to correct them. And when they fail, they try again. And when they fail, they try again. Until eventually, they got past that roadblock, but now they got the next set of roadblocks in front of them. And they try again. And they try again. These are the people that you see on TV. These are the people that you want to be. These are the people that you fake in front like when you go out. When you got a camera in front of your face, when you got people watching, these are the people that you act like. But you don't do a damn thing like them. Because they've tried. And they've tried. I've heard celebrities talk about how many times they've heard the word no. And you'll think to yourself, you're a celebrity. Who out here is telling you no? And yet on their rise, and even at where they're at now, there are times when they come across the word no. Do you think that stopped them? Do you think that their story, do you think LeBron James' story ended after the first time he got a shot blocked in his face? Keep trying and you keep going, and then eventually you start to see how much progress you've made. Excuse me, you start to see the distance that you've made between the people who are minimum wage, who have a minimum wage mentality. You might have started with minimum skills, but you've added to the plate. You've sharpened your sword. You've invested in yourself. And now you're starting to see the returns that those knuckleheads don't see. They don't see a damn thing until it's on TV. They don't see a damn thing until somebody's talking about it on social media. They're clueless. They're clueless how to break their chains. They're as shackled as can be. You could take the chains off of them, and they would still follow wherever master told them to go. It's not 1216. It's 2016. And for America and the global economy, for humanity to advance, we have to tap into people's talent. We have to increase people from minimum wage, from minimum skills, and have and invest in people, invest in the future, invest in people's talents, and then that will naturally raise all tides. that naturally will raise the tide, and rising tide raises all boats. This is what is needed. But we've been, in the course of globalization, we've been outsourced. We've outsourced each other. Jobs going from Detroit and Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania. Jobs going down south, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Texas. Then they go further down south, Central and South America. Then they go east, Asia. Till eventually, you know what happens? Those jobs are obsolete. Robots do them now. Computer code, apps, beacons. And they're way cheaper than you are. And they don't bitch or complain and unionize. I love the unions because they attempt to raise the minimum wages. That's part of how we got the middle class in America. And that's to be fought for. But the next fight, the fight beyond this one, is to raise the minimum skills. That is the fight. That is the fight, our fight here on the Dollar Radio Show. That is my fight. That is the cross I get up and die upon. It's helping people tap into their individual talents. And for many, it starts with a mindset. Many the minimum wage type people will tell you, if the word has such magical connotations to it, if you could start a fairy tale, you could start the greatest story ever told with the word if. You tell me what if has ever paid a bill. You tell me what if has ever put a kid to sleep. You tell me what if has ever got down on someone's knees and asked someone's hand in marriage. You tell me what if has ever picked up arms and gone off to war to defend the homeland. You tell me what if has ever given praise to the heavenly creator. There is no if. The word if not followed by action, is nothing. But minimum wage people use the word if in almost every one of the things that they describe they're going to do. If something happens, if I get this money, if this person does their job, if this person doesn't sell me out, if I make, if. And it's always if someone else does something, not if they do something, if someone else does something, you must run from these people. Unless you're a minimum wage person yourself. I don't know you. I don't know your life. You do. Be honest and call it what it is. That's what we do here on the Dollar Radio Show. We get in. We try to get in every week. Sometimes it's sporadic because when you're trying to make things happen out here, it doesn't always go upon schedule. But when you're committed to it, you always come home, baby. You always come home. This is the Dollar Radio Show. I'm Jamal Wheeler, the host. We're sponsored by Mobile Ad Web. Cell phone advertising. Direct cell phone advertising for as little as $30 a month. You want to go call them. 313-434-1489. That's 313-434-1489. Mobile Ad Web. Another shout out to Blog Talk Radio and a shout out to you for listening. Let's get our skills up, people, and then we can make progress. This is the Dollar Radio Show. We appreciate you listening. Listen to our previous episodes, and we got more coming for you. We thank you. We love you. We out.